Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We appreciate you tuning in and sending jokes. Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota and Corey in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Corey. Nice to catch your joke. Steve, just trying to earn a coffee mug from St. John, Indiana. Sadly, mugless singing Sally sent us a joke. Here's one from James Cardellis, the CPA in Tinley Park, and John Capper in Park Ridge. I got one from Sandy C. in Arizona and Bob Weniger in Hanover Park. Ron Stanley of Galesburg says, good moms let their kids lick the beaters. Great moms turn the mixer off first. You've done that one before, Ronnie, but you got us started now. Hey, Andy, my cousin was arrested for a crime involving hay.
So he's in jail?
Yeah, he couldn't make bail. Andy, yesterday I told you how I was able to fill my tank for just $27.
Yeah, but that was your lawnmower.
Well, I did find a new place where you can get gas for under $3.
Taco Bell.
Yes, Taco Bell. I don't want to say... I don't want to say the gas is getting too expensive, but I went online to check the value of my car, and it asked if the tank was empty or full. Actually, I don't know why gas prices are getting higher. It still tastes the same to me.
Seriously, John, I don't know why everyone's complaining about gas prices. I used to only be able to fit $50 of gas in my car, and now I can get $75 in there. That's a good thing, right?
Hey, Andy. I'll pause while Andy scratches his head.
I was told there'd be no math.
Hey, Andy. Did you eat my lunch in the company fridge?
No, John, I ate it in the lunchroom.
Yesterday, my cousin went to the bank and asked the teller, is the loan arranger in? She said, no, he's not. He says, all right, I'll speak to Tano then. And finally, at the Brookfield Zoo, all the animals must do chores to earn their keep. So, Andy, why don't you do the last line?
Well, that's obvious because the lion sweeps tonight.